is an exciting night just to be able to reveal the theme that God's placed upon my heart for this year, and trusting God to help us tonight. And we'll try not to draw it out too much, but we do want to make it a special night as I'll be revealing the theme, some of our goals, some of the ministries that God's going to allow us to participate in, and I will be giving some details on that. But also, we also are going to have a special time of prayer at the end of the service and ask the Lord to help us to let the theme encourage us through the year and to strengthen us. I'd like for you to turn your Bibles, please, to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. You know, it's been a blessing to be able to just study through and prepare for this special night. Some of you that are not exactly familiar with what we did last year, and I hope to do every year, is that we did have a vision night like this, and of 2017. And basically, the way I approach it is, right around September, October, I really start focusing some specific prayer on, Lord, what would you have our church really concentrate on for the year? Not that we don't concentrate on other things, of course, but what could be a theme that we need, Lord, that I need? And just as I'm praying through that and seeking the Lord, I find myself going several different ways, but what I'm looking for the Holy Spirit to do is to bring me back to that theme that I can't get away from. As I'm reading the Word of God and seeking His face on behalf of the church and asking the Lord to help me, He always does that. He brings me back. Now, we'll remember this past year that our theme was what? Amen. Good job. Praise the Lord. It was to be renewed. And the Lord did do a renewing work in our church and is continuing to do so. And I'm praying that it wouldn't stop. Because, of course, the Word of God says we are always to be renewed in our minds and so many other ways. And I thank God for what He continues to do. This year's theme will be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. Paul says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Verse 2, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. I'm going to read verse 2 again. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Now, we see here in Paul's exhortation to these Christians, he's speaking of the subject of being stewards. Now, this word steward here has the meaning of being a manager. Some of you are in managing positions in your occupation. That is your responsibility. And all of us in some way are managers. Some of you young people, you're the manager of your bedroom. And you are responsible for hanging up your clothes. Don't do like pastor and hang them on the kitchen chair, okay? But yes, everyone has a realm of responsibility of being stewards. And God has called His children to be stewards of many things. But he specifies here in verse 2 about these stewards. Look there again. Moreover, it is required in stewards and required in managing and required in overseeing that a man be found faithful. Now that word faithful there is a powerful word. It doesn't necessarily mean someone full of faith. You could make the application there, but the true sense of this word is not a person full of faith. But it carries the idea more so that a person who is trustworthy. A person who has been entrusted with a task, with a gift, with a blessing, with a responsibility, and they are just simply trusted. And I can say tonight, folks, that God expects us to be stewards, but He expects us to be trusted stewards. And with the Lord's help, this year, our themes and our teaching and our preaching and many of the things we'll be doing will revolve around this theme of being faithful. Being faithful to the Lord who is perfect in faithfulness. He is the faithful Almighty God, and He sets the perfect example of how someone can be trustworthy. Aren't you thankful tonight that Almighty God is trustworthy? Praise His holy name. I don't have to have one doubt whether or not God's going to be trustworthy. I can trust Him completely and fully, and as the Lord God, our Creator, has saved us, He has also said, "Now, children, I've saved you, I love you, I've called you, and I also want you to be stewards. I also want you to be my managers. You're going to be my children, you're going to be my representatives on earth, and I'm going to ask you to steward the blessings and the gifts and the responsibilities that I'm going to give you that are ultimately going to exalt Jesus Christ." So, if I can show you the theme and the design of this year's theme, it is to be faithful. I have the top part of the verse there. "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." That a man be found trustworthy. Again, that word "faithful" there carries the idea of being dependable. It carries the idea of being trustworthy. It carries the idea of being reliable. I'm so grateful that the Lord is all of those things 100% perfect. 100% He fulfills those 100% perfectly. And that in return says, "Now I want you to be trustworthy as I'm going to give you some things to do." Let me just mention a couple verses here about the faithfulness of God. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9 says this: "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. That's faithful. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, the Word of God says, "God is faithful, by whom ye were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. What does the Word of God say? "Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it." And speaking of Jesus Christ in Revelation, listen to this. 19:11, and His coming back for the second coming. "And I saw heaven opened," it says, "and behold, a white horse. And He that sat upon Him was called Faithful and True. Oh, and in righteousness He doth judge and make war." Hey, aren't you glad tonight that Almighty God is faithful? And I'm thankful for even the Scripture. We'll get into it at another time. But you know, He's even faithful when we're not. Because although He calls us to be faithful and He asks us to strive for it, we fail in our stewardship. We don't manage perfectly. We make mistakes. We miss things. We drop the ball on things. But I want to tell you, friends, tonight, God never drops the ball. And I'm thankful tonight that I can look to a perfect example in my Savior. And I can learn from Him. And I can draw from Him. And so can you. And we will together. We will learn how to be better stewards. How to be faithful stewards. God is faithful and He expects us to. Can I read a few verses with you? Go with me over to Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. You can hold your place there in Corinthians and go over to the first book of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 25, verse number 21. The parable of the talents and the faithful stewards, and I'm just going to read this verse for the sake of time, we see here that he says in verse number 21, to one who had been faithful with the five talents, it says here, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. There's that word faithful, trustworthy, dependable. Servant, you've been dependable. I've given you something and you've done something with it. He says, thou hast been faithful, trustworthy, reliable over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Now, you can go back over to the passage in 1 Corinthians. I'm going to read another verse to you, though. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 2, listen to what Paul addressed these group of believers. In chapter 1 of Colossians, verse 2, he says, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae. What is he saying there? He's addressing a group of people and he's saying, and this didn't happen to every church. He didn't call every church faithful. But he wrote to them and said, church, I want to write unto you, and I'm going to give you a commendation here, an encouragement. Thank you for being faithful. He's like, I'm writing to you who are dependable and reliable and trustworthy. And I believe that will please the Lord as we seek to do that ourselves and that He might be glorified. You know, God has called us to be stewards, to be managers. You say even in the young people, yes. You know, I just to give you a small example, Mary Ann and Thomas were already trying to give them a few little chores. Thomas just cutting the grass and I'm just a kid. But we are trying to work him up to that. Eventually, right now it's just a little toy lawnmower. But nevertheless, that just does bubbles, by the way, but we are trying to implement some things to teach them the aspect of being managers. And they're, as far as I know, they're not born again yet, but when they do get born again, I trust that they'll understand that when they get saved, they are not just saved to sit, but they are saved to be stewards of what God has blessed them with. And I believe that is a healthy, effective church when a church catches that. That, wow, we've been saved, and now God wants us to be stewards, managers. He's called me to be a manager. You know, I tell you what, it's a privilege. It's an opportunity. It's a responsibility that God has given each of His children. Here's some things that we'll probably cover throughout the year. Let me share them with you. What do we steward? Well, first of all, I'll tell you the most basic. We steward life. The life that God has given us and all the different aspects that each of us have. Our histories, our personalities, our gifts, our families. God has called us to be managers and to understand how we can best be trusted to being a faithful in each of those areas. Our families. God has called us to be stewards of our health, to take care of our bodies and not to abuse ourselves. God has called us to be stewards and be faithful with the gospel. With the gospel of Jesus Christ, you will see in the Word of God that God has entrusted us with that message. He's basically saying, now children, I'm going to depend on you to get this message out. I'm going to trust you to take the message that I have saved you with, my son, Jesus Christ, and I am going to trust you to get it out to your neighborhoods and get it out to the world. I'm going to trust you. And oh, thank you, Lord God, for being willing to trust us. I want to be faithful, don't you? I want to be faithful. To the gospel, we're going to talk about being faithful with our finances. The finances that God does give us and bless us with. And also the local church, the gift of the local church that God has given. How can we be good stewards of this local church? This isn't Brinson Jennings' church. Hey, this is not even your church. This is Jesus Christ's church. He's the head of this church. And He has given it to us to be managers of. And you see, each of the things in life, that's what will help us in our thinking. You got to look at each thing in life as a gift from the Lord. The Lord saying, now look, I'm going to give you these things now, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to trust you to manage them. I'm going to bless you, my child, with these things, and I'm going to trust you to manage them. I'm going to teach you by my Spirit. I'm going to empower you. I'm going to give you everything you need. But I do need you to make the effort to be a steward. And that is what we will seek to do as God's children, to be the steward that He's called us to be. We think of our finances. I also think of the grace of God. We see in Peter that we are to be stewards of the grace of God. What about friendships? God calls us to be stewards of our friendships, to help, to be faithful with, to be dependable. I tell you what, I'm so thankful for the faithful friends in my life who don't just seek to use me. I'm so thankful for whether I have anything to offer them or not, they're my friend. I'm grateful for that. A faithful friend. The Bible says a lot about being a faithful friend. And you know, we also think about, we'll talk about being a good steward and faithful in Bible reading and our prayer life and etc. The Lord will allow us to go through these different things. You know, Proverbs chapter 25 verse 19 says this, "Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint." Has anybody here ever had a broken tooth? Can you testify? I've never experienced it, but can you testify? Is it painful? Yeah, I would think so. But I'll just take your word for it. I don't want it happening, okay? Has anybody ever had a foot out of joint? Dislocated joints? Anybody ever had that? Well, let's keep it that way, okay? Jack, I see that hand, all right? I wouldn't be surprised with little Jack, okay? He's got some courage. But I see here several things that God is going to expect us to be stewards of. And we want to be trusted. We want to be dependable people, do we not? You know, a Bible scholar by the name of Howard Hendricks, I don't know much about him, but he made this statement here to his son, Bob. He said, "Be so dependable," in his encouragement. He said, "Be so dependable and trustworthy that if you say you will be somewhere and you don't show up, they send flowers." And what was he saying? What was he saying there? He was like, "Listen, be a man of your word." He said, "Be a man of your word. When you say you're going to do something, follow through with it. Do it to the best of your ability. Be a good manager. Be faithful." I need help in this, church. Your pastor needs help in this. I want to grow. God dealt with me with this theme and said, "Brinson, you need to grow in this too." Most definitely. And I'm going to ask God to just do a work in my life to help me to be a better steward and being faithful to what He's entrusted me with. You know, I'll tell you a little story here. A woman's husband had been sick, and he is in his bed, and she had been by his side every single day. She's been faithful, and she sat behind him and whispered, and sometimes eyes full of tears, and this time he whispered to her and said, "You know what?" He told her to get a little closer. He said, come in a little closer. He said, "You know what? You've been with me through all the bad times. You've been through me. You've been with me through the hard times, through the tough times." He said, "Now, when I got fired, you were there to support me." He said, "When my business failed, you were there." He said, "When I got shot, you were by my side." Don't know what happened there. "When we lost the house, you stayed right there. When my health started failing, you were still by my side." And at this time, he's speaking to her from his heart. And he said, "Dear, do you know what I think?" "What, dear?" she said gently, with her heart filled with warmth. And he looked at her and said, "I think you're bad luck." Now listen, you know that man was probably on some strong pain medicine. She probably didn't appreciate that. Now that lady was, she probably was a nice, loving wife and forgave him for that. She knew her husband was on some strong pain medicine, but she was a faithful wife. She was through him thick and thin. She was dependable. He didn't realize it at the time. But you know, folks, when it comes right down to it, God does not expect His children to be perfect, but He does want us to be dependable. He wants us to be stewards and to be faithful and reliable for what He's calling us to do. I know the Lord will help us with this. God calls us to be faithful managers of all the blessings and gifts He gives. Can I tell you, when it comes right down to it, church, I think the thing that strikes me the strongest about this idea of being a steward, a faithful steward, a trusted steward of what God has blessed us with, is get this. This is what will be tested at the judgment seat of Christ. It will. When I stand before the Lord one day at the Bema seat, I won't stand before my sin. Praise God for that. It's under the blood. But what I will stand before the Lord say, the Lord says, now, Brinson, these are the things I blessed you with. And He'll list them. And I'm going to account to you how you managed them. The father you were. The son you were, the husband you were, the daddy you were, the pastor you were. I entrusted you with these gifts and these callings, and I'm just going to review of how you managed them. And that, my friends, is what we will give an account, each of us, all alone, just us and our Savior, just me and my Lord, and we're going to review. And so that's why we have now to realize, let's grow in our stewardship to be faithful.